If voters didn't do their homework before heading to the polls, they were likely relying on their party's guidance on how to vote for the six amendments. Even if they had done their research, some voters were still uncertain. Jack Fowler, a Republican, said for him, the amendments were a mixed bag.
Some I was for, some I was against. I can't elaborate on them. I read them and I just voted my conscience.
He wasn't alone. Over 55% of voters supported an amendment that would require a photo ID to vote. What could be used as a valid photo ID could mean a lot of things, and it will ultimately be left up to the state legislature to decide. Voters also supported a victims' rights amendment, which will allow crime victims to opt in to more notifications regarding court proceedings. Stephen Ward, an assistant criminal justice professor at Belmont Abbey College and retired assistant district attorney, says the changes to this amendment could slow down the legal system and cost money.
You're going to need more people in the prosecutor's office who can make calls to victims to notify them of these things. And if you put this on without giving additional resources to the prosecutors, this really would become a problem for the system.
Voters also supported an amendment that would cap income tax at 7%, lowered from 10%. An amendment to protect the right to hunt and fish passed as well. The two amendments voters were decidedly against were the same amendments five former governors, including Republicans Pat McCrory and James Martin, opposed. Both amendments failed, with well over 60% of voters deciding against them. These amendments would have shifted the appointment power of judges to the legislature and established an 8-member board of ethics and elections enforcement. That board is currently made of 9 members appointed by the governor. Democratic State Senator Jeff Jackson says he believes voters were against those two amendments in particular because of the authority it would have given to the legislature.
I think the people of the state said, I don't know. Every time we give you guys more power, you tend to abuse it. Abuse of power seems to be the moral of the story from this particular legislature so far this decade. So I don't think the public was in any mood to give them more power.
The photo ID amendment was a big victory for Republican lawmakers, but maintaining the governor's authority by such a wide margin was a big victory for Democrats. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.